My topic tonight is love. And for me, in my opinion, it's kind of the most awkward topic that a 19-year-old single male can talk about in front of older people who are married. And so I'm just going to put it out there. I'm not giving any marriage counseling or anything. I'm just, basically what I want to talk about is kind of my view on how the concept of love is brought out today in 2014. And so, like I said, it's pretty awkward, and I kind of feel uncomfortable talking about it because, just because, you know, me. But for me, from what I've gathered throughout my 19 years of life, the definition of love has been kind of distorted a little bit. In today's world, I've noticed that love is more of a physical kind of relationship. So hugging, kissing, holding hands, sex, all that stuff, you know? It's like The Notebook, basically. People are looking for that kind of love, right? And that's fine. That's, like, that movie's great. I love it. And so that's what kind of I've kind of noticed, especially living where I live. It's kind of hard to find people who actually have the emotion of love, because where I live is basically a pretty bad place. There's not really a very good way to describe it, honestly. You can tell that it's a very worldly place where I'm at. It's very, there's no hint of God, really, where I'm at. And so, like I said, the definition of love has been kind of distorted, and it's become a more physical kind of relationship, and this is my opinion. Let's see, and like while those physical attributions do signify love, there's definitely more to that. Love isn't between a boyfriend and a girlfriend, a husband and wife. Love, to me, is the emotion in between a relationship, whether it's with your parents, with your friends, with anyone around you. And I believe that we don't practice the act of love enough in this world. And that doesn't mean we have to go around kissing everyone that we see. We don't greet people with a holy kiss, right? That's just weird today. But the thought process of that, like being able to really accept someone for who they are, to show them that no matter what your faults, no matter what you are on the outside, you're still part of God's family. And I don't think, at least for me, I don't show a lot of people like that, especially strangers. I have the tendency to, like, when I meet people, I judge them, definitely. And I'm sure a lot of us are guilty of that. Like, if I see a stranger, if he just looks gross, like, this guy definitely can't be a good guy, right? But I may be wrong, and I'm probably wrong, because for the people that I am less judgmental to, like, I find out that these people are actual human beings, not just little androids that are placed in the world to just fill in the gap of the population. Like, people are people, and they're all part of God's family. And we have to show everyone, not just your friends, not just your family, not just your boyfriend or girlfriend. We have to show everyone love. And, like, arguably, that's kind of like a really, like, the center of Christianity is love. And there's a lot of other things to it. But I was thinking about this yesterday when I was working on this lesson, and we're kind of essentially hippies in a way, you know, like, love everyone, right? And, like, it's kind of funny to me, but the mindset of a hippie, like a stereotypical hippie, is really nice. Like, no matter what you think about them, like, they're really nice people, okay? At least in my standpoint, okay? And so I want to read from the Bible, the verse that basically describes what love is. And I'm sure you all know it. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 6. And it says, "Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth." And so, like, I know this whole chapter, talks about love. Right here it says the title of this passage is "Love is Indispensable." But for this these two verses, I really haven't put a lot of thought into them until maybe this past year. Because when I was younger, I was in April's class, and we had to memorize this. And I'm sure a lot of you have. And we got the cool award and everything. I felt like really cool. And so, like, it's never been stripped away from my mind. Like, I've always knew at least this part of the passage. And so, when I was thinking about it, maybe this is, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago or something, a while ago. And all of you know, like, I have a girlfriend. And going back to this verse, like I said before, it doesn't have to be strictly with a significant other. But at least for this case, for me, I want to be able to love like this. I want to be patient. I want to be kind. I don't want to envy. I don't want to boast. I want to do what it says in here. And I feel like to show true love, like, give this passage a reading. And for me, I reflected on what I do to show my love towards Madison. And there are some things that I do wrong. There's some things that I do right. But it's really affected me because, like, it makes me have the want to do better. And we can always be better because, obviously, we're not perfect. Let's see. So I came across this passage yesterday, and it's kind of a commentary, I guess that's the right word, a commentary on 1 Corinthians 13. And basically, this section talks about like distinguishing types of love, and it describes different words that the Greeks used for love, because in this passage at least there are three words that the Greeks used. So let me read this to you. It says, the word eros, was used to refer to love of deep desire, passionate and sensuous longing. It had a physical and sexual connotation and is nowhere used in the New Testament. The word storge referred to the kind of affection found in a family, and the word phila was used to refer the brotherly love. Finally, the word agape was used to express the unconditional kind of love that God expressed towards us through Christ. It implies loving when there is nothing worthy to evoke love. So when I was reading that, it kind of gave me a better understanding on what love is. It's just not giving your friend a hug. It's just not being kind to someone. Like, there are different types of love, and I like this passage because it really categorizes love. And, like, obviously we all know that that the word love has a lot of different meanings to different people. But I believe that 1 Corinthians 13 gets it right. And I read it over a few times while preparing for this. And like I said, I looked over how I love basically people, how my attitude is when it comes to love. And like I said, there are faults, and I can definitely do better. And so I don't believe that I'm alone when like, if someone asks you to say, define love, I don't believe that I'm the only one that would find it kind of difficult to, because like I said, these three or four words that the Greeks use for love, there's crazy definitions for them. There's really detailed stuff. And if someone were to ask me how to define love, I honestly wouldn't know. because being immersed around this world, like it's been distorted by definition, because you see this whole worldly definition everywhere. You don't see the godly love that we are taught in Sunday school. And so where am I going with this? So the core kind of point I want to make, and I just realized I haven't even mentioned it at all. But we, in our relationships, whether we love someone or not, we need God in them. And from what I've seen, when God isn't in a relationship, like a friendship, or like boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, it doesn't fail every time, right? Like sometimes it'll work, but it can fail. It's at a higher risk of failing, because if you don't have God in between you and the other person, then he's just not there, because we've been taught to have God in our relationships, even if they're not like an intimate relationship. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that love to me is, love for me, what I'm trying to define it is in here, is in 1 Corinthians 13. And I know there are some other passages that define love, but this one has definitely been the one that I've always referred to. And with practice and with a lot of determination, I hope to be able to love like Paul has written in here. And I'm sure we all want to do that. And we can't forget to include God in our relationships. Without it can fail. It can go down a rocky slope that none of us wanna go down. And I'm guilty of it. I haven't put God in a lot of my relationships. And I'm sure a lot of us are guilty of that too. And what I invite you to do is to love unconditionally. Think of this passage, and when you're presented with a stranger, with your friend, be able to love them like Jesus would love us. And always keep Jesus near you with your relationships within your life. And so, if you're struggling with anything, if you're struggling with loving or anything like that, I invite you to come forward as we sing the invitation song.